Washington, D.C. is home to dozens of foreign embassies. But when the United States breaks off diplomatic relations with a country, what happens to those buildings on Embassy Row? Consider Iran's real estate in Washington. Reporter Michaela LaFrac took a look at two of Iran's properties in the district.
The two neighboring buildings sit on a high-profile stretch of road here called Embassy Row. It's lined with historic mansions owned by foreign governments. The two in question are both owned by Iran. First is a classic brick mansion. It's the former ambassador's residence. Next door is a white, modernist building with blue tiling on the front and a big blue dome. It used to be the Iranian embassy. They've both been boarded up for years, but they used to be the site of these wild parties. And at the center of the party was always one man.
Hello?
Hello, this is Michaela in Washington.
Yes, Michaela. How are you, dear? I am at your service.
Ardashir Zahidi was the Iranian ambassador to the U.S. in the early 60s and again in the 70s. He lives in Switzerland now.
You know how old I am?
No.
Well, I tell you, but don't tell anyone.
All right.
No, everybody knows. I'm 90 years old.
Zahidi oversaw the embassy's design in the early 60s. He wanted it to be a mix of American and Persian styles. One room had a domed ceiling decorated in this incredibly intricate mosaic that would glitter like stars. He'd throw lavish dinners and galas there. We're talking bowls of caviar. Frequent guests included the Nixons, Reagans, Liza Minnelli, Andy Warhol, and
my special girlfriend, Elizabeth Taylor.
Yep, Zahidi dated the actress Elizabeth Taylor.
I remember one time vividly, he put champagne in one of her shoes and drank from it.
This is Hossein Askari. He's Iranian and a professor emeritus of international relations at George Washington University. He knew Zahidi, but he didn't go to the parties, not a scene. But he did read about them in the newspaper. He explains Iran had a ton of oil money back then, and Zahidi got to spend it.
He did have an open checkbook. Money was not an object. Iran had gotten all this money all of a sudden, and it went on a shopping spree.
But then 1979 hit, and the Iranian Revolution happened.
Almost 40,000 refinery workers went on strike today, virtually cutting off Iran's petroleum exports.
There is still a strong sentiment against American interests in Iran.
Every day here now, the demonstrations and arrests go on.
That's from ABC News' coverage of the Iranian Revolution. Students took over the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and held Americans hostage for 444 days. After the hostage crisis was over, the U.S. left its Tehran embassy, and it hasn't gone back. Meanwhile, the nearly dozen Iran-owned properties in cities across the U.S. were abandoned. Zahidi and his fellow diplomats left and never returned. So quickly, here's how this works. When the U.S. suspends diplomatic relations with a country, the U.S. State Department is legally bound to protect that country's diplomatic properties here. It gets the money for maintenance by renting them out, but it's not allowed to sell them. Real estate agent Bobby Brewster sells a lot of homes in the area, including former embassies. We visited the Iranian ambassador's residence together, and she thinks it could sell for as much as $12 million if Iran would agree to the sale.
I did have a client, and we tried to buy it. Iran said no.
Really?
Absolutely, it wasn't for sale.
The State Department did rent out the residence for a while, but it's been empty for years. When we were there, we saw contractors putting in new windows.
They said they're renovating it now.
The State Department denied my request for an interview and for a tour of the properties, but the contractors confirmed State hired them. Next door, however, the former embassy sits empty.
Can we walk up?
Yeah.
You don't mind?
Brewster says it'd be pretty hard to find a tenant for it. It just looks like an embassy, an Iranian embassy. That means it could stay empty until Iran and the U.S. restore diplomatic ties. Michaela LaFrac, Washington, D.C.
Even if it's not for sale, it's still fun to look. Photos of Iran's former embassy are at theworld.org.